Well, Ben, I guess when everybody watches last night's game and sees you getting that little battle with the boards, everybody kind of wondered how you were going to be today. So how you feeling?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. It's not the first time I've hit my head. It won't be the last time. So, I'm fine.
Moving forward, I guess as a group today, how have you guys come to the rink and tried to put last night behind you and move forward now for Montreal tomorrow?
Yeah, you know what? A game similar to that was San Jose, kind of a similar ending for us, and I thought we responded well from that. It just shows us that we have to tighten up defensively, especially late in games. Teams that go deep in the playoffs and have success are, you know, teams that can shut games down, and that's something we've been learning, you know, all year here is how to shut things down so that come May and June we can do it no problem. So tightening things up late in games is going to be key for us.
If everything goes according to plan, what will it be like to get 33 back?
Yeah, it's great. A guy I've played a lot with here. Obviously one of the premier defensemen in the league and someone who has a big effect on the game. So it'll be nice to have him back.
What does your game change then when you're back paired with Dustin as opposed to with a young guy like Sammy?
Yeah, when I'm with Sammy, I do more of the yelling, and when I'm with Buff, I get more, you know, yelled at than do the yelling. So not much changes. I mean, I know what he's trying to do out there, and I just kind of read off him. That's always how I've been with him, is just kind of when he jumps up or when he's down low in the offensive zone, I just read off him and make sure I'm you know, in position to take whatever happens, you know, defensively, so he can take those chances, because we want him, you know, using his skill and using his offensive instincts. So just being smart defensively is huge when I'm with him.
You mentioned the San Jose game as well, and we've seen a few games in the last month or whatever, yeah, where late in games happen. Is it mental ups? Like, what do you attribute something like that to?
I think a lot of it is just at that point in the game when we're up one, you just have to kind of forget about the offense, and you need to be on the defensive side of every puck, and whoever your guy is, be on the defensive side and not really be thinking about going the other way. It's more just about keep the puck out of our end and away from our net, and that's all we have to worry about at that point in the game. And we have a lot of good offensive players on our team, and they want to score, and it doesn't really matter what time of the game is. We're thinking offense. So I think it's just a change of mentality, and just worry about getting that job done and closing out the game.
Can there be any advantage to maybe, rather than just completely cruising into the playoffs, maybe having a little adversity along the way? You look at a team like San Jose, they've lost 7 in a row here with a week left in the season. So for you guys, could a little adversity now maybe benefit you in a few weeks from now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to be playing that playoff type style as close to playoffs as you can, and it's, you know, the intensity and the level of play of playoffs is so different from what you would get in, you know, December, January. So to be getting intense games and keeping our intensity level high is important, and not coasting into playoffs, and then so when you get into the first playoff game, it's a big shock to your system that, you know, the physicality and the tightness and, you know, how simple of a game you have to play come that time of the year, just because there's no time out there and there's no space to, you know, be fancy with the puck or make fancier plays. It's just the simple hard plays is always the one that you want to make in the playoffs, because every play matters.